You're listening to SBS News.
Your people have the Wiradjuri clan, home of Ruby or Greyna.
A heartfelt lullaby written to help a small Wiradjuri boy connect with his Indigenous roots. Baby Benjamin's mother, Samantha Jackson, and his two older sisters are accompanied by musicians on the stage, serenading him with his very own song.
We've included his nan in it because that's the line that he's come down. I've included about the totems, which is like the animal that each clan is supposed to protect and is protected by. We've included the wedge-tailed eagle and the crow. So one's for the females and one's for the males in the clan. And I just want him to feel connected to his culture and not be ashamed or anything from it. Just like feel happy about it and have that strong connection to it, not hide away from it.
Miss Jackson is one of a group of parents and kinship carers who have written and recorded their own lullaby with the help of professional musicians during a series of workshops in Mount Barker in the Adelaide Hills.
I was able to write a song. So that was good because I don't write. So just the fact that we created a song ourselves and what the song was about was a big achievement in itself. Even being Indigenous myself, it was still great to connect, do a song about culture to connect with baby.
Tuntunpola, a Narrandjeri word for sleeping child, is a pilot program by Lullaby Project Australia in collaboration with the Willows Children's Centre. The Lullaby Project started 10 years ago in New York's Carnegie Hall. It supports families to create personalised lullabies for their children with professional musicians. Emily Gann brought it to Australia in a partnership with Carnegie Hall in 2019.
Ultimately, our dream is to have every child in the country be born with a lullaby written for them. Each project we do is really, really unique. So it's about finding the right people to sit round a table and dream up what we can achieve, making each project really bespoke for the community that we're working with, whether it be in a mental health care setting or in a community centre. I think this one is particularly special because of the way it empowers people. A lot of people may never have written a song or may not believe that they're musical, but as soon as you take them on this journey and have a professional artist support them through the process, it's suddenly this realisation that actually I have this innate creativity in me and I have this incredible power to tell a story to my child.
Be proud of who you are, connect to your country, mountains, rivers, and desert lakes.
As part of the program, participants crafted a joint lullaby for their community. The program's Aboriginal cultural consultant, Laurel Hunter, says it's strengthened foster carers' connection with their Aboriginal child.
To let the little ones grow up knowing that they are Aboriginal and that they are all shades of deadly, and that even though that they may not know who their ancestors are, that the ancestors know who they are.
It's also helped non-Indigenous parents like Megan Johns connect to their child's cultural heritage.
I'm able to research and learn more so that I can hopefully raise him knowing who he is and being connected. And I think if anyone has this opportunity, it's a fantastic opportunity for everyone, really.
Singer-songwriter Nathan May is helping Megan Johns tap into her son's Dreamtime story.
Never stop learning who you are. Be proud of your history. Yeah. Papundi just for you. How curious, boy, you bring such joy. Let's take you home.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.